David, the next question is probably more around just how entrepreneurs are using very clever and different ways, and you've already shared some examples with Time or with Sephora, to achieve outcomes that probably didn't require a very specific budget or resources. And I think we've been touching on these. But this is more around probably if you think of that final outcome, have you noticed particularly clever ways, in addition to the ones we've covered just now around the culture hacks, the small, building momentum, anything else that you've noticed that is particularly clever in the way that some of these entrepreneurs are achieving the outcomes they need?
Yeah, it's a great perspective to take, isn't it? So I think there's a link to this. So entrepreneurs and so entrepreneurs are by their very nature very entrepreneurial, and entrepreneurs absolutely hate waste, and particularly hate wasted opportunity. And certainly, when we work with senior teams, what we see is their need when they start having real clarity around what they're trying to achieve, their need to look at what they're doing already, and try and pinpoint what they can stop doing and remove from people's agendas, people's projects that are not adding value. So what does that do? It does two things. It starts freeing people up, so people's focus and energy, to be able to look at things afresh. It frees up time because people are less involved in meetings and activities that are of low value. And indeed, it can also free up budget. So when we talk about entrepreneurs looking for money, very often it's assumed that it has to be new money. But if you can reallocate money, resources, time, attention, energy, to something that's going to build a lot more value, then that's a great bridge. And entrepreneurs are very, very clever at doing that. There is a great story about engineers, who were put in a position of being entrepreneurs in 3M, and they were told that they could only write a check for a maximum of $1,000. That was it. So what they ended up doing was writing quite a lot of checks for $999. So they find a way around the system, and entrepreneurs are really good at doing that, but making sure that you're subtracting to start with, taking away the low value things that are on people's agendas. So as a leadership team, that's very important to make time. So you're not necessarily being asked to find more money. You're being asked to reallocate money or reallocate time or what have you to the entrepreneurial cause. But if you think, you say, what are clever ways of doing this? So I can think of a number of ways. So Kimberly-Clark, who is a massive company, place huge constraints on themselves to deliver innovation. And they do this in a number of ways. So first of all, they are amazing at tapping people's networks in the business, and getting people to be much more resourceful about how they can share agendas and therefore share assets. So that's within the business and outside of the business. So looking at how they can share resources can be anything from how can they distribute product with another supplier's product logistics. So they do that very, very well. In very small ways, it can be, so who's sharing our agenda around the technology of supply chain? And what they'll do is they'll go out beyond the business and they'll find other companies that have a similar agenda, have a similarly tight budget, and they'll build coalitions with them to help deliver what it is they're trying to do. So using your network is hugely underestimated as a way forward for entrepreneurs. But if you think about how a startup works, they'll very often go and tap into networks that they don't necessarily have a tight connection with, but they do share an agenda with. And as long as they're very good at telling their story about what their agenda is and what they're trying to do, the mission they're trying to accomplish, then other people will buy into that. So a really good example of that, Shopify. So Shopify provides a platform for small retailers to sell through. And they are fantastic at being able to tap into the knowledge and, for example, the data of other retailers. So they're able to share that information to help develop their platform. And they do that in some quite big ways, but very often they do it in small ways as well. So bringing the outside into your business, so making sure that you're being generous with your knowledge and helping to educate, for example, suppliers, or helping to educate any of the stakeholders, can mean that with a very small budget, your agenda becomes the bigger part of what you're trying to do, not your budget. So your agenda and how you can share that and help others is very often a way of finding new resources. So, and Kimberly Clark are brilliant at doing that at all levels of the business. If you're an entrepreneur, how can you do that? Well, you'd start internally, I think, by tapping other people's networks, by including them. And then there is momentum that grows from that. But again, it all links back to making sure you know who you need to include that's of strategic importance and strategic relevance to the business.
No, beautiful, David. I think I'm so glad you talked quite a bit about how did you get more creative by really tapping into networks. I think that came across really strong in this part. But you talk about three key things. One is, and I hear this all the time, how entrepreneurial, obviously, are the entrepreneurs within these organizations, and hate, you know, they hate waste. So how do you reallocate things? That was the first one. You know, be very clear that you can reallocate money, time, and resources. One. Two, you talk about the tapping into people's networks internally and externally. And when you think even internally, their own external networks, this is that compound effect. And the last one that was really critical was when you talked about it is really more about the agenda and not just the budget. And when you align to agendas, you start really building these coalitions that can go outside and can get you very smart and clever ways of tapping into resources that probably are there for you that you probably just didn't see before. So I think that's great, probably summary for some of those examples. So I thank you for that.